It's been just over a month since an Army reservist who had served in Afghanistan ambushed police officers at the end of a peaceful protest march in Dallas. Five officers were killed, nine other officers wounded. The gunman told police negotiators he was driven to do it by the police shootings of black men. That prompted some people in law enforcement to blame the Black Lives Matter movement. But Dallas Police Chief David Brown took a different approach. He issued a challenge.
Serve. Don't be a part of the problem. Get off that protest line and put an application in.
And it seems to be working. More after this from Charlie. Since Chief Brown's challenge to improve the Dallas police force by joining it, applications have been flooding in. One of them from former Navy military police officer Jyston Sawyer. He talked with CBS correspondent Omar Villafranca.
What was your reaction when you heard him say that?
I felt like he was directing that towards me because I am one of the guys that kind of pointed the finger and saying what could have been done. And I decided to it was time to do something besides pointing the finger.
Sawyer is one of the 467 people who applied within the first 2 weeks after the attack. And if he makes it, he wants to patrol the neighborhoods where he grew up.
I've made plenty of Facebook posts, and they've never gone anywhere besides a couple likes and a couple shares. So I believe actually going out there and being the difference is what we really need.
He'll have to make it through a three-month screening process and a year in training. But the man in charge of recruitment, Sergeant George Aranda, reminds every applicant there is one thing about being a cop that nobody can teach you.
Heart. Check your heart. Being a police officer, being a servant, it's not for everybody. You have to be willing at any given moment to put your life on the line for a complete stranger that you've never met before.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.